Maybe we can start out with this patient, and then we're going to move from her into a bunch of papers that relate to, you know, the management of metastatic squamous cell. But I see she presented in 2014, 72 years old. How did she present? You saw her at that time?
Yeah, so she actually came for a second opinion. She was diagnosed in January, and I can tell you that as I was preparing this case to send it to you, it was truly great to now, it's been 6 years since she was diagnosed with stage four lung cancer. Even now, I get surprised by the fact that, you know, it's been 6 years since diagnosis. And I distinctly remember, because that was the first patient that we enrolled at our site in Keynote 21. And I can also say that it was probably among the first patients. I don't think it was the first patient on that trial. A very brief background to that was that clearly by then we had seen that checkpoint inhibitors were going to be beneficial, particularly in the second line setting in non-small cell lung cancer. And this was among the first trials to evaluate them in frontline setting. And I can tell you very frankly that there were very good and respected immune experts who were not very convinced that combining checkpoint inhibitors with chemotherapy necessarily makes sense. And so it was against this background that we initiated this study and we participated in this study. And I distinctly remember this lady was fairly symptomatic. She had cough, shortness of breath. She also had some discomfort in the left chest that I was not sure was it only just from cough. She also had rib metastases. And so we enrolled her on the study. And the way the study was that they had multiple arms, and the arm she went on was carboplatin, paclitaxel, and pembrolizumab. So this was a phase one study with a plan to do dose expansion. So she was among the first patients enrolled on the combination of carboplatin, paclitaxel, and pembrolizumab.